Tua Tagovailoa threw that first interception that, of course, led to a fast pick six. Was alarmed and questioned what he was seeing. He forced a pass that quite honestly should not have gone there. There was too much traffic in that area, a little too much congestion for him to throw it where he threw it. But he threw it anyway, and of course the result of what you saw, was bothered by it. But quickly, I shrugged it off as just one of those crazy things that happens in the early stages of the game. I didn't think that it would be something that would, you know, seal our fate right away early in the game. And Tua is the kind of guy who can recover from that. And he ended up doing that on the next drive. He led Alabama to a score, deep bomb to Jerry Jeudy. So tied up again. And it kind of looked like it was going to go back and forth.
Tua is very precise. He's very accurate when his first read is there. When it's not there, I notice he does a couple things. He gets a little panicked a little bit when he gets pressured. And sometimes he'll just throw it. He'll just chuck it. And you saw that on the one play where it got intercepted and run back for pick six. Well, actually, that one he didn't. He actually went for his first read. The guy just wasn't open. The play was read by the corner. The corner intercepted it and ran back for touchdown. It was more the second interception where his read wasn't there, so he kind of panicked, so he just threw it anyway. And obviously, the only guy that was there was a safety, and he just went back, picked it off, ran back 50 yards. And he did that a couple times against Georgia. I saw him do it once against LSU, where his read wasn't there. He got a little bit of pressure, and he's like, screw it, and he just throws it anyway. And there's literally his guy's like, it's not even there. I mean,